Hello and welcome to the recording for Sittingbourne Baptist Church for the children in the way. Okay, so today I am thinking of a country for 5 points. It is next to the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Atlantic Ocean. For 4 points, its Prime Minister is called Justin Trudeau. For 3 points, its official sports are ice hockey in the winter and lacrosse in the summer. For 2 points, it is the second largest country in the world after Russia. And for 1 point, its capital city is Ottawa and its largest city is called Toronto. Did you guess that I was thinking of Canada? If you did, well done. That is the country. So some other interesting facts about Canada is that its official languages are English and French. And the money they use is called the Canadian dollar, which I couldn't use in my clues because you would have got it straight away. Okay, so we're continuing our look at the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth, and today we're looking at the third one, which is the great haul of fishes, which is found in the book of Luke, and it's Luke chapter just having fun and games here with my Bible. So it's Luke chapter 5, starting from verse 1. Right. So the Bible says, on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they caught a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon Peter, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Okay, so this is a really great story, really amazing things, and quite a lot that we can learn from these miracles and the great, great lessons that can still affect our lives today. So Jesus was teaching people on the beach, and he was standing at the edge of the water, and the people kept coming closer and closer and closer, and the crowd kept growing in number to the extent that he came to the edge of the water, and then he saw these boats, and then he asked to sit in one of them, and he did that, and he carried on preaching. And then after he had finished teaching, he said to Peter, Simon Peter, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, going into the deep, this is something that in Sittingbourne Baptist Church we use quite a lot, because we have a group that is called In Deep for the children in the way, and that is looking at deep things of God, looking at the deep things where you are going so deep. It's like if you're walking into a swimming pool, at first you can, of course, walk in, and you can, the water is getting higher and higher, and when you get in deep, you are getting to the stage where your feet cannot touch the ground anymore. And then you have to bob along for a minute, and then you have to tread water to keep yourself afloat. Now, that's the in deep we're talking about, getting so deep into the Word of God that it is holding you up, and you have to rely on Jesus to hold you up in your life. We have another small group for the kids in year 5 and 6 in the Ignite group, and that's called In Deeper. And that's talking about going even further along, where the only thing sustaining you is God and God's word and the things that Jesus gives you. Now, when Jesus was saying, go into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, he was saying it with such certainty for one who was not a fisherman, somebody who didn't know that much. Because if Simon Peter had heard anything about Jesus, he would have heard that he was from Galilee, that he was preaching to people, he had done a couple of miracles, and that his father was a carpenter. That was what was known about Jesus. So for a carpenter to come and tell a fisherman, an experienced fisherman, that put your nets out now and we're going to catch something, you would expect something, that he knows something, that he has some insider information. Okay, and that's the thing with Jesus. He does have inside information about our lives. If we listen, he will do something extraordinary in our lives. And now Simon Peter tells Jesus the facts. Okay? Really and truly, this is not the time to be fishing. Because when you're going fishing, you wait until the fish come up high towards the surface, and then you let down your nets and catch them while they're feeding in the cooler hours of the day, like early in the morning before the sun rises. Once the sun rises, the water at the top gets quite warm, so the fish dive deeper into the ocean to get away from the heat of the sun. So the fish would not be sitting near the surface anymore. They'll be right deep down. And Simon Peter tells Jesus this. He says, we've been fishing all night and we have had nothing. We've had no results. Nothing good has come out of all of our work. We've toiled hard all night and got nothing. And yet now you are coming and telling me this is the best time to go and fish. Me that should know better than you. But thankfully he doesn't stay there, because Simon Peter is a man of faith. He believes in the things that he cannot see. He believes in something supernatural is going to happen. And Jesus suspends natural process, and they get such a catch that it is astonishing how much they catch. And that is what Jesus can do in our lives. When we allow him to suspend our natural belief and do something amazing, it will be much better than anything you could expect. Because the nets were starting to break because they had so much fish in them. And then the boats were starting to sink. They filled 2 boats, which would have been like so much money for those. You know, they would have got so much money for that. Even though it was not the right time to fish and everything, and the fish had gone down into the cool water, Jesus was just able to suspend the natural process. And that's what we need in our lives. When we're going through a test, like if we wanted a friend and we wanted a true friend, or if we, you know, if we wanted something that we obviously didn't have enough money for or something, if we ask Jesus to get involved in our case, he will do something extraordinary so that we will get much more than what we expected. And when that happened to Simon Peter, it showed Jesus as a true light, as an amazing, bright and shining light. And when that happened, he saw how bad he was. He saw what utter darkness he was living in. And he says to Jesus, please leave this place, because I am not worthy to be in your presence. You are so good and I am a sinner. And Jesus knows this. Jesus knows everything about Simon, and he knows everything about you. But the funny thing is that Jesus always wants to be close to us. He's always looking for opportunities to be close to us, to spend time with us. And
when Jesus says, I recognize that, but you have something in you that I need for my gang. You have something that I find valuable and I want you close to me. So drop everything you have and come and follow me. And Jesus was not just asking Simon Peter to leave his family and leave his home. He was asking him to leave this amazing catch of fish that might have fed them for months or might have provided them so much money. And that's the thing that Jesus asks of us as well, that whatever we hold as valuable, whatever we think is so amazing, is nothing. It is worthless compared to following Jesus and being in Jesus's presence. That is the most important thing that we can have. If you are not spending time with Jesus, reading the Bible and praying, and you're busy watching television or whatever other product, you know, anime or whatever other things you might be using your time to occupy, you are wasting your time. Jesus and spending time with Jesus is the most precious and valuable thing you could ever have, because that will give you the answers to supernaturally jump mountains and climb over really deep valleys that life presents to us. So Simon Peter is asked to leave everything and follow Jesus. And he does it without a second thought, because he can see that that is more valuable than what they have just, anything he can compare with. And this reminds me of the parable of the man who found the pearl in the field. And then he hides the pearl again, and he goes and sells everything he has, because everything he has is nothing in comparison to the value of having that pearl. And what we need to understand is whatever we get from Jesus is worth giving up everything that we have for. Being with Jesus and following his will is more important than anything else. Now, you might want to know what following Jesus will look like in your life. It will look different to anybody else's life. So in my life, following Jesus means helping out with Sunday school, teaching these messages, being a good neighbor, being kind and considerate to other people. Following Jesus means being a good wife to my husband. It means being a good mother to my children. Following Jesus means being a good worker when I go to work to do the work I'm supposed to do and not to grumble and complain. I am also a good child to my parents, I hope, you know, and I try to honor them and to give them the things that they need. And so being a good follower of Jesus will mean something different to each and every one of us. All you have to do is to tap into Jesus and go deeper into him, into his word, into understanding him and having that desire to know him better. That is what following Jesus will mean. So I hope it starts off an amazing adventure for you. And if you need any help and support with anything, just get in touch with us through the church office. So I hope you enjoyed looking at that miracle that Jesus did in performing, in suspending nature, suspending everything that we expected to bring great profit to Simon Peter, and then showing him the value of following Jesus is much, much more than anything that Simon Peter, anything that Simon Peter could have gained from selling those fish. So whatever you might need to give up, I pray that Jesus shows you how worthwhile that is. So stay blessed, and I will see you again next time. God bless you. Bye.